Narrative Frameworks 57. I am a body with awareness. Or I am awareness with a body. You see, the narrative that we consciously or unconsciously operate on is the fundamental starting point for all else, for how we live our lives. It's determined by our underlying narrative or perceptual structure of how we perceive reality to be. And let's face it, in the world, when we're operating on day-to-day level, this experiential world realm holds us in experiential mode, the mode of being a separate body-mind, operating within an arena of possibility, an arena of experience, an arena of exchange, an arena of transaction, an arena of connection and disconnection, an arena of duality. And in this arena, it is most likely that we conceptualize ourselves as a body and a mind with awareness, rather than our primary self as awareness with a body and a mind. So once again, this is fundamental. If I am a body and a mind with awareness, and that awareness is no greater than the body and mind that it comes forth from. But if I am awareness with a body and a mind, then we tap into the greater dimensions, because we see that awareness is not something just born of the body and the mind. Awareness is something with the creative capacity to create a body and a mind, and to operate through a body and a mind. So this shift from I am a body mind with awareness to I am awareness with a body mind opens up the parameters of life, opens up a sense of meaning and possibility and purpose. And if we know that we are awareness, and within this awareness we play the game of being a body and a mind, then it's not so much about changing your experience, because your experience is always going to be the experience of awareness. If we are just a body and a mind with awareness, then that body and mind has to kind of, there's this sort of jostling for a place within the world. Whereas if we know we are awareness operating through a body and a mind, we know that we are beyond place. We don't need primarily to find our place in the world, because we know primarily we are the awareness, if you really step back, that gives birth to the world, to the body, to the mind. So there's nothing to prove here. You don't need to change your experience. There's nothing about awareness to better. But let's not get confused here, because awareness is awareness is awareness. But our experience of awareness can be closer or further away. So in the non-dual sense, awareness is. Pure awareness is. But in duality, the body-mind experience of this awareness can be close to it or far away from it. And so we can make changes. Of course we can make changes within the realm of duality, the world experiential play of life. Of course we learn and we grow and we make changes, and perhaps our experience can be honed to come closer and closer to the experiential awareness of awareness itself. So yes, within experience we can, of course, make changes. But the fundamental change is the shift from taking as given that I am a body mind with awareness to I am awareness with a body mind. And with this shift, it's not so much the experience that has changed, but the foundation upon which the experience rests. And that foundation is the reference point of I, who you are. What is I? Who am I? I can be body, mind. You know, people create definitions out of their body sense of self. People create definitions of themselves out of the quality of their mind. But if I define who I am as my body, or I define who I am as my mind, one way or another I'm limited, because I've neglected the awareness that gave birth to the body, to the mind. And so when our primary sense of I, of who we are, rests on body or mind, there is suffering. Suffering because life does not like to be less than itself for too long. Suffering is felt because life is saying there is more here. There is more here for you to realize. So suffering is not something to medicate against. Suffering is something to feel, to face, to move beyond. And the moving beyond is the coming to the sense, beyond sense, that who I am, is pure consciousness, is pure awareness. And I'm using pure consciousness, pure awareness synonymously here. That absolute that gave birth to the relative, to the bodies and minds of existence. And when we come to see who we are, is beyond names and labels, beyond associations and identifications, beyond even the thought structure that we are pure consciousness. When we come to the sense that who we are is pure consciousness, beyond even that concept that we might be pure consciousness, a direct felt sensation through your own experiential interface, your body or mind, in the world. When we come to know that we are pure consciousness, this is liberation. So when we're limiting ourselves, who we are, to body or mind, there is suffering. When we go beyond this limitation and see that we are pure consciousness, there is liberation. This is liberation. And this liberation is not a thought, it's not a word, it's not a concept to hold on to. Being pure consciousness is not a thought, it's a sinking back or a rising up into that which thinks. You know, the awareness which gives rise to thought. Or rather, that in which thoughts arise, or thought arises and falls away. The light in which all forms are illuminated. Solid forms, thought forms. So this light, the seeing of the light from which all else is born, this is the primary liberation. Seeing this, knowing this, being this. Pure awareness, pure consciousness. And being pure consciousness, pure awareness, is not a rejection of the body and the mind. Far from it. It's where body and mind find their home. Being pure consciousness is not a rejection of the body and mind, but a seeing of what it is, a manifestation of pure consciousness, of life energy. Body and mind, an expression of pure consciousness, an extension of it, an appearance within it, like thoughts, feelings, emotions, and even the intellect, the transitory appearances within the totality of pure consciousness. So body and mind are a localization of consciousness, a particular expression of pure potential. The body and mind are not a point from which consciousness is born. Although it may appear that way, if we take for granted the fact that we are a body and mind with awareness. It appears that awareness is born from us, but like has just been said, the bigger picture sees that the body and the mind do not create awareness. The body and the mind are the interface through which awareness, consciousness, is experienced. Spirit, again, synonymous, pure spirit, pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure love, pure energy, pure light, is primary to matter. Not matter primary to pure spirit, to pure consciousness, to pure awareness. This, again, a fundamental upon which our experience of life rests. Do we believe that matter gradually formed consciousness? It seems to be the mainstream thought, the mainstream assumption. Can we not see that matter is the crystallization of consciousness? Consciousness does not appear out of nowhere. Consciousness is the primary, unmanifest, pure intelligence that gives birth. To gases, that gives birth to atoms and molecules and fields of experience, that gives birth, consciousness gives birth to matter. And the world is supposed to be, perhaps, the place for pure consciousness to experience itself within matter, for pure consciousness to experience itself within a body-mind. But for as long as we believe we are just a body with awareness, and the subsequent belief that our awareness is unique to us and isolated from everyone else, not only are we limited, but we are divided. And for as long as we believe matter is primary to spirit, then we are living an inversion. We are living not freedom, but lockdown. Because matter is limited. This is the world plays inversion, keeping you locked in to limitation. Freedom is knowing what you are, beyond all that you've been told. Freedom is knowing that the true nature of the self is that blank slate awareness, that pure, unmanifest potential in which all manifestation and experience arises from or within as a beautiful dance or expression of pure consciousness. And all manifestation, all expression, all experience is transitory. The body, the mind, transitory. Matter. Maybe it cycles on in different forms, but in each particular form it takes, the body, the mind, transitory. Or the body, the brain, if we're talking matter, transitory. So are you just this transitory thing? Or are you this intransitory awareness that is love and that is undying and that is not limited to its experience but sees experience as something through which to learn of itself and grow? Grow as spirit, as soul. As awareness, grow in awareness, within greater awareness. Is this not what we are here for? To grow in awareness, to become more aware beings, not just human beings, but soul beings, spirit beings, becoming more aware of our true nature, which is spirit. So, yes, we can choose what experience we want to have to an extent within the constraints of experiential reality. But it's not so much about changing your experience, but changing the fundamental understanding upon which it rests. Yes, you can hone your awareness towards greater awareness. As I say, this is awareness coming back to itself. We can come back to the knowledge of reality rather than ignorant of it. We can live in a state of illumination, light, rather than ignorance, darkness, of greater reality of ourselves. But we're not just rearranging experience, shuffling about the appearance, rearranging the patterns, the forms. Because ultimately it's not the contents, it's the container. And the container is beyond containment. It's not the contents, the duality. It's that which allows the duality to be, that which, that love which holds, that holds wholly and loosely. Life is not so much about the contents as it is about the consciousness which contains those contents, the essence of life which allows the play of life to be. The play of life could not be without the essence of life to play. The essence of life is that which plays. The essence of life is that which creates the forms, the bodies, the minds. And if we forget this essence of life, the forms, the bodies and minds are disconnected from their purpose. Changing contents of life, of the different experiences we have, exist in the one unchanging container or arena of life. And it's our opportunity here, our chance and our purpose, to come back to the knowledge of this greater arena so that we can play our part more effectively and connectedly to its wider purpose. The part exists within the whole. And yes, it's not about rearranging the facile experiences of the part. It's about deepening the experience of the part, to move beyond the facile to the meaningful, to the purposeful, to the life-affirming. To allow the individual soul to merge with the universal soul by breaking down all the misconceptions that keep it separate. And allowing separation and even misconception to exist for as long as it needs to, as life explores itself in the journey of itself. And this is you exploring yourself on the journey of who you are.